am Cris Oviedo here with
Mary Weeks. Welcome to another edition of Columbia Matters Radio. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I am back to long pants, which I don't like. I can't wear my crop ones anymore. But it's getting too cold, too fast.
It's like, where did summer go? It's just like, ran out of here.
I know. Too soon for me. I was hoping that we would get September still in the warmer, you know, side of things. But I guess Mother Nature had other plans and we'll just have to go with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Every year, CA performs facility maintenance on a staggered schedule for regular upkeep. You may have noticed some new fitness equipment in CA's fitness facilities. And you can stop by the front desk and ask them about all of these new upgrades that took place during shutdown.
Or I know that Mary's working on a video segment that will be going on YouTube's CA channel, where you can actually get maybe to see some of these things and some of the facilities already working and just kind of get like a really good inside scoop of all the new stuff coming up our way as members.
And also to learn more about anything the Columbia Association is doing, you can always go to our website, and that's columbiaassociation.org. CA is always hard at work upgrading equipment and ensuring that you have the best experience in our facilities.
That's right. Columbia Athletic Club recently had a renovation. The Columbia Swim Center also had a renovation. And remember, even though the outdoor pools are closed, you can always go swim at the swim center.
Yeah, so go over to the swim center and check it out. You know, they have splashdown over there. Mm-hmm. Me and Chris talked about that.
Yes.
A while back.
That's always fun. My kids enjoy that. They really, really like the big slides that I don't get into anymore. And they also like, there's a rope swing that goes into one of the pools. I mean, there's just a lot of fun. And I know that they even have a little bar there, so you don't have to worry about food. They will have, and they have it open on certain days and certain times. So to get all of the details, either call them or go to Columbia Association.org.
Yes.
For all that information.
Right. And we also have some exciting events coming up. Teen Idol begins this month.
Ooh.
This is a big event. It's put on by the Youth and Teen Center's Teen and Middle School Advisory Committees. To learn more about Teen Idol and when they're having auditions, you can call 410-992-3726. The Youth and Teen Center is always looking for youth to join their teen and middle school advisory committees. And you can also get information about that at the number that I just gave you.
Or they're also having an open house on September 26th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
You can go check that out. Barbara Kellner, Director of Columbia Archives, is here to tell us all about a very special annual event coming up this month. Hey, Barbara.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm just great.
Okay, well, what is this very special annual event coming up this month?
This is the annual Columbia Bikeabout. And the Bikeabout is a wonderful ride through Columbia using Columbia Pathways. And it mixes history and nature and exercise.
And how many years has the Columbia Archives been sponsoring this event? It's been a long time, I know.
It's been about 16 years.
Oh, that's a long time. That's great.
And each year we do a new route, so we introduce people to new interesting sites and new parts of the pathway system.
So you've had 16 different paths for the Bikeabout already?
Well, there's 93 miles of pathways, so we've tried to explore many of them.
Wow.
Sometimes we repeat pieces of it,
right?
But we really do try to vary it just to give people an idea of how many paths there are and how many different connections there are between different villages and neighborhoods.
And I think with Kitimakwande now looping, I think we got a little bit more mileage out there.
We have, yeah, that's very possible, and they just keep adding to it. And now with Howard County making improvements to that pedestrian bridge, mm-hmm. we'll have more opportunities to explore new things next year.
Absolutely. So what are some of the highlights on the route for this year?
We've got an emphasis on the past, the present, and the future. This reflects Columbia's 50th birthday and the theme of the Columbia 50th birthday of appreciate the past and imagine the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking way back to a church that was built in 1811.
Wow.
and we're looking at things that are being done to improve water retention systems like rain gardens and stream restoration. So we take Columbia's good planning into the future. We'll also be looking at street names and thinking about power lines, because many of you might have noticed that we don't have a whole lot of above ground power lines.
That's right.
So why did this happen and what difference does it make?
Interesting, very interesting. And very appropriate, you know, given that it's the 50th birthday celebration this year of Columbia, that you guys are looking at the past, the present, and into the future, looking into maybe 50 or many, many more years of Columbia.
Exactly.
And the Bike About is going to take place when?
The Bike About is Saturday, September 23rd. It starts at 9:30 at the Lake Elkhorn Dock, which is right off Cradle Rock Way. And what's really nice about this route and this starting point this year is that immediately following the time that most people will be finishing the route, the Lake Elkhorn or Owen Brown Festival will be going on at Lake Elkhorn. So after your ride, you can head over to this festival that have food and entertainment and fun things to do.
You can make it into a day.
You can make it into a day and enjoy Columbia. There's also, so the regular route is about 10 miles, but there's an option for younger people or people that just don't want to do that whole thing of just looping Lake Elkhorn. And around Lake Elkhorn, we will be placing signs with fun facts about Columbia.
I'm really glad you brought that up because I am an active person, but biking is not necessarily my thing. And so I'm thinking, wow, 10 miles, can I really do this? I mean, is there like a certain pace? Like, I guess for someone who's bike challenged, like myself, should I still try to go for the 10 miles? Is it that friendly or should I just loop around the lake?
I would say you should try it. 10 miles is really not a whole huge bike ride. Mm-hmm. And this is totally self-paced and on a very well-marked path. So you don't have to pay attention to where you're going. You just have to pay attention to the arrows that are guiding you. And there's these 7 stops along the way. So you can stop, you can rest, you can talk to the people about the interesting site, get some water, you can get some fruit halfway through. So I think it's very family friendly.
So it's not like a race or anything like that. It's not like I'm going to feel rushed to finish.
You're not going to feel rushed. It's totally self-paced.
And you say well-mapped paths. How do those paths get well-mapped? If I'm saying the word correctly.
Well, they're well-marked.
Well-marked.
They're already well-mapped, but they will be well-marked with arrows and flags. And about 30 volunteers along the route who are there just to make sure you don't have any questions or you don't have any concerns.
Well, who puts down these marks and these history signs?
The Columbia Association sponsors this event, of course, and so we have a fabulous special events open space team that takes care of marking the paths, going through, making sure that there's no debris on the paths, and makes it as great a ride as possible.
And you had 7 stops, you said, right, throughout the route. What happens? So I'm biking, I get to the one route. Is there anything special at that one stop?
So at these 7 stops, we have a poster that talks about the history or other interesting things about that site. And then we have a docent, a special volunteer who has read up on the subject and knows even more than what's on the poster. So, you know, people can really get some good information. So I mentioned there's Christ Church that dates back to 1811 as a church. But interestingly enough, it was the first congregation to sign on to the Columbia Cooperative Ministry.
How do people register, get more information? And if I'm late, let's say I wake up that morning and I find out about this event, can I come and register the day of?
So registration is encouraged. You can find that information on the Columbia Archives section of the Columbia Association website. So that address is simply columbiaarchives.org. There is a link to the Eventbrite page, and you can register online. The event is free, but we do encourage people to register just so that we will have their information, and if there is a cancellation due to rain, they can be easily notified. But absolutely, they don't need to register. You can wake up, see that it's a sunny day, decide you want to try this, come down to the dock, you can register that day, no problem at all. Registration begins around 9:15 or so. Riders start out at 9:30 and they can leave anytime between 9:30 and 10, but then we appreciate that people don't come later than that because we want to be able to clear the route at a certain point.
You have t-shirts for sale as well, right?
We have t-shirts for sale, great t-shirts for sale this year. They have the Bike About logo and the 50th birthday logo, so a real special t-shirt this year.
Now, I know that you guys have some regular people who come in every year and attend this event, but there's also many newcomers who might feel a little intimidated and maybe don't know exactly how to prepare for that day. What can we tell them, how to prepare, anything particular that they need to bring or anything like that for those first-time comers?
Really, all you need is your bike and your helmet. Don't come without a helmet. We really don't let you get out on the road without the helmet.
Safety first, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. But safety first is there, so to make people feel more comfortable, we do have people who ride the route who are have radio contact, so there's always someone there. There is what we call a sweeper, somebody who comes behind everyone, so nobody is left behind. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of safety features built into the ride, especially for people who are not seasoned bikers.
And I know that here in Howard County, we have a new system that's the Bike Share. It's brand new. We have some here at Howard Community College. They're actually very cool. Is that connected with the event?
We're not exactly connected, but there will be information about the Bike Share program at the registration area. But anyone who doesn't have a bike and wants to use a bike share is absolutely welcome to do that. There are bike share stations on that side of Columbia. So don't take a bike from the college because the bridge is closed. But you can pick one up at Oakland Mills Village Center. You can pick one up at Blandair Park. Both of those are not that far from the starting point at Lake Elkhorn. So yeah, absolutely. And then there will be more information about the bike share program and how to register and sign up for it, etc.
Well, this is a great annual event that you guys put on every year. And it gives residents a chance to really get out and see all of the open space and see the beauty of Columbia. And we thank you, Barbara, for stopping by and for the open space crews who do all the hard work getting the route ready. And you guys just do such a great job on this event.
And I hope that everyone listening comes out and tries it this year because it is a great event.
This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Opioids are highly addictive drugs, even when prescribed. If misused, they can lead to overdose and even death. One opioid overdose is too many. You have the power to save a life. If you or someone you know are misusing prescription opioids such as oxycodone or other forms of opioids like heroin or fentanyl, please call the Howard County Health Department for treatment options and opioid overdose response training at 410-313-6202. Or visit the website at howardcountymd.gov/get help.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. And joining us now in the studio is Director of Marketing and Communications, Norma Heim. And Norma is here to tell us more about Excite Columbia. We appreciate you coming in today, Norma.
Well, thank you.
So what is Excite Columbia?
Excite Columbia is a citizens academy so that residents and visitors who are in the community can learn more about Columbia and Columbia Association. Columbia Association was actually put in place by James Rouse before Columbia launched as a community. So the two of them go hand in hand.
I think it's great that Columbia Association is doing this because a lot of people who are new residents do not know the history. Don't know how the city even got started.
That's right.
And people, a lot of people are really anxious to know what Columbia Association does. So I know that's part of this, correct?
Well, that's certainly part of the outreach. And, you know, people who do attend seem to really appreciate it and pass on the information to other people they know. So we're hoping that that just continues. And we've reformatted it this year. It's been a six-week series, and we've turned it into three. So that's people attending once a week for 3 weeks for about 2 hours.
And what are some of the topics that are talked about on this series or this? Are they, so I'm trying to imagine this. You're coming into like a classroom setting? Is that how that is? Or?
Well, it's actually held in the room where we have board meetings.
Okay.
So there, it's the table is U-shaped, so everybody's kind of facing each other. So
oh, great.
It's easy to have a dialogue. And we do have speakers who come in. I've divided it up into three sessions that are kind of topically gathered together. The first is about CA's mission, vision, and place in the community. And it will start with a history of Columbia. Now, that didn't happen before. History was further down in the sessions, okay. But I thought it made more sense to do that. And then they'll hear from Milton Matthews, just giving an overview of everything that Columbia Association does.
Which is a lot.
A lot. That's right. It's very wide-ranging. And then this year, Jane Demner will talk about CA's community planning and community engagement functions, mm-hmm. which hasn't been part of it before. And we get an awful lot of interest in the things that Jane brings to the table for Columbia Association. So I thought it was important to include that topic. Then the second session is about governance and operations. And the governance is very intriguing. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't really there in place, you wouldn't believe it was true because it's very convoluted. So it's an interesting thing to hear about. And you hear about that from CA's legal counsel. And then community services and programs, which is like camps and school-age services, sport and fitness, all of our facilities and the programs we offer there.
Those are probably the things that we are mostly, you know, accustomed to seeing from
right.
Columbia Association. But that's not all you guys do, as
right.
you're clearly
well,
saying.
Right, that's the visual presence
exactly.
of the facilities, you know. And then also an overview of our financials, like where does the money come from and where does it go? Because we are a nonprofit, and really all that money goes back into operating those things that we do for the community. Then the last session is about our open space, energy, and watershed management initiatives. And those are kind of along the lines of what Jane does. It's you know, what the public often is most engaged in, I find. And so I think people will find that really interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds really, really interesting. Now, in this conversation, I would imagine it's like a twofold, because one obviously is to educate people, but what's CA getting from this, you know, from the dialogue that's happening at the sessions? Are you guys getting that feedback to like build into new ideas maybe, or?
Well, the last session actually ends with a discussion about what the vision is for the future of Columbia among the people who have been attending. So we get some interesting ideas, and those are passed on to the departments that they're relevant to for consideration. But also, it's just kind of spreading the word in the community. And we're always looking for new board members, you know. I mean, they turn over every year or two, depending on which village they're from. But it's kind of an introductory session so that people know if they choose to run for a board position, what the types of things are that they'd be making decisions on.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, why was there the need to make decisions? What did you feel, you know, why did you feel that it was important to have this opportunity for people?
Honestly, this started before I came to Columbia Association, and what I've done is kind of revamp it and build it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And as a spinoff on this, actually, we're starting a new newsletter. We have several different topically, oriented ones, but I'm starting one that's a combination of the community planning and engagement and then the open space and sustainability initiatives, because that seems to be a particular audience that's really different from our other audience. And they tend to be the people that come to board meetings to listen or to participate. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's important to engage. It's very important to engage because, as you were saying, it's interesting. We think of Columbia as the city of Columbia as one thing, and then we think of Columbia Association as a separate entity. But the more I've been around Columbia and Columbus and seen how intricate really that relationship is, it's very important to come to and be engaged with this type of thing so you can really understand that many of the events, as you were mentioning, that we're enjoying just by the benefit of living here in Howard County are really a partnership between Columbia Association and other organizations around Columbia. So it sounds like by coming to this series, that's kind of like one of the things that you can get from it.
Certainly, you can learn about that. And many people aren't aware of all of the grants that CA gives to other organizations, nonprofits in the community. So there's that aspect of it. And what naturally comes out of it also is how integrally we are involved with the county, because a lot of times people assume there's things that they see taking place, mm-hmm. or want to take place, and they assume that it's either us or the county, and often it's the opposite of whatever they think. And honestly, there's no logic to it sometimes, you know, so it's not until it comes up in a conversation where we have the opportunity to really flush that out.
And I think it's an intimate setting where people will feel comfortable asking questions.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So to get more details on the event itself, where can people go to find out all the information about it?
It's on our website, which is columbiaassociation.org. And on the homepage, there's a large window with a photograph in it. And then below that, there's several other rotating windows. And there is one for Excite Columbia. So if you click on that, it'll take you to more information. And it'll also allow you to register for the event. It's free. The only stipulation I have is that if people do sign up for it, I'd like them to attend all three. And that's really so, you know, we're not leaving somebody out for a spot that someone vacates. And then also we usually provide some food for people to come because it's at dinner time. That's when mm-hmm. it starts. And we want to make sure that, you know, it's utilized.
And what are the dates for these sessions?
It'll take place October 3rd, 10th, and 17th this year. Starts at 6:30, goes to 8:30 to 8:45, depending on how many questions there are.
And he says it's going to take place in the boardroom. What's the address?
6310 Hillside Court. That's in Columbia, kind of near the intersection of Stevens Forest Road and Broken Land Parkway.
Is there a limit of people? Like, do you have a cap out for people?
Well, it usually ends up being anywhere from 10 to 15 people, but we could actually accommodate quite a bit more just because of the way the room's set up. There is the large table people can sit around, but there's also about four rows of chairs in the room that people can sit in. So I would really like to take as many people as are interested, because the more people are there, the more questions that are asked, the more I actually learn each time I'm there. So it's a fun experience.
And registration is open now?
Yes, it is.
You know, how beautiful what you just said, that you learn more. That's something that I had not thought about, that you're actually learning more from the interaction that's happening with the people. So if you're listening, you know, just take advantage of this series. Come on over, learn more about Columbia, and teach Columbia Association something also about your experience.
We want as many people to come as can.
Thank you for coming into our studio today, Norma. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. And, you know, fall is a season of change. And maybe you're at home thinking, how can either, there's something that I've always wanted to change. I wanted to get more involved with helping others. It's something that's always been tugging in my heart, and I just don't know how to do it. I know that in my case, and I do volunteer already in a few things, and I would like to do more, and sometimes I have ideas, and I would like to do this collection drive, and I would like to gather food, or I'd like to gather clothes, or I'd like to gather, you know, different things like that. And it all falls in the cracks because I don't have the expertise on how to run these things, right?
Well, the Volunteer Center serving Howard County can help you with all of that. So if you want to learn how you can volunteer, they have organizations that are ready and eager and waiting for volunteers. There's even volunteer opportunities for youth. You can get in touch with them and learn more at volunteerhoward.org. And it looks like coming up on Saturday, September 30th, from 10 to noon, they'll be having a successful collection drives.
A seminar class happening. And, you know, it's really important when you're trying to help somebody, it's really important to have a good plan on how you're going to do this. And that's exactly what this class is all about. They're going to talk to you about what kind of things you would need to identify, the strategies, the best practices, so that you can both collect the items and then make sure that they arrive where you first intended to do it. And for more information about this event, go to volunteerhoward.org/training.
Or call 410-715-3172. And the name of that seminar again is?
Successful Collection Drives.
Okay.
That's it for our show today. It's our first show of the fall season, which, you know, I mean, the fall means that the leaves are falling, like the weather is getting colder, and not that I'm happy about the weather being colder, but it is an opportunity for change. It is an opportunity to, one thing that I know that many people remember to change, if we go just practical, is fire alarms and that type of things, right? But it's also a time for you to look inside yourself, and maybe if you were slacking a little bit in the summer and you were just enjoying the summertime and all the good things that happen in summer, and now you are like, well, I need to get back in shape or something. Columbia Association facilities are there for you. Just like we were saying, the pools are closed, the outdoor pools are closed, but there's still a lot of opportunity to stay active inside. So, or maybe you did stay active in the summer and now it's time to change that routine up and just continue to stay healthy throughout the cold months. Columbia Association is here for you. They're your partner in change in every season. So,
and along with the Volunteer Center that we just spoke about, a lot of people are trying to do what they can for the people who just had the disaster in Houston and, you know, hurricane season. And
yeah,
and we look at the news and we see all of that, and it really breaks our heart to see people struggle and suffer and go through that. But different organizations here in the area will collect items that will go directly to them. So just visit the Howard County Volunteer Center's website to see what you can do, if you can do something to help.
That's right. And we all can do something, you know. And if you're not doing anything, do something. And if you're already doing something, do more. And Mary, how can people get in touch with Columbia Association, and how can they connect with you?
They can connect with Columbia Association on our website, which is columbiaassociation.org. We also have a Facebook account. We have an Instagram. We're also on Twitter, so you can check us out on those social media sites. Mm-hmm. But you most likely to get all the information you need, you can go to that columbiaassociation.org website.
That's right. That's your one-stop website where you can connect with Columbia Association. And to connect with us, go to howardcc.edu/dragondigitalradio or listen to our podcast. That's dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Mary, thanks for doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can't wait until next month.